Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it is time for back to school. In preparation for that, I thought we should talk about how the school year affects moms, because it dramatically affects moms. If you're a mom or you have a friend who's a mother, you know that this is a stressful time of year. Getting the school supplies, getting a whole bunch of new emails about class mom things and activities, it is a level of extra work that's exponential. Moms look forward to summer for the same reason that kids do. It's less responsibility, it's more freedom, it's less email, less things to do. And here we go again, back into September, but who takes into consideration the real economic and time impact that being a mom has? Moms and dads definitely differ in their levels of responsibilities, but did you know that some amazing economists who specialize in education and health research have recently put together some really interesting insights based on school district schedules that look at the difference between levels of time management for moms versus dads? You're going to be shocked. It's called the American Time Use Survey. And looking at these insights from the school district schedules, they're able to determine that women lose sleep, lose exercise time, and definitely have increased amount of duties when the school year begins. So that's what is happening to all of us this summer. In 2021, parents spent most of their time engaged in doing activities like sleeping, grooming, working, work-related activities. During the pandemic, parents whose child was younger than age six spent most of their time caring for their children and household members as their primary activity, like 2.5 hours a day. If we look at how parents spent their time in 2021, people who had children younger than age six spent the most time caring for their children, and that was about 2.5 hours per day. If you have children age 13 to 17, you spent the least amount of time taking care of kids, 30 minutes a day. And if you're between 13 and 17, it's the most amount of time. It is actually 5.3 hours per day, because not only is there school, there is your own work-related activities, there's leisure and sports activities. So for kids in that age group, 13 to 17, up to 4.4 hours a day shuffling kids around to leisure and sport activities. And that really starts to add up. Picture this, the morning rush, the school drop-offs, the endless list of to-dos, and it's a whirlwind of changes for moms. Let's talk about numbers. During the school year, moms sleep 25 minutes less per day. That's nearly 30 minutes less every day than dads do. But dads aren't off the hook completely. They also get 11 minutes of sleep reduction. This definitely causes accumulated sleep debt, because we're going to bed a bit later, catching up on emails, preparing for extracurriculars, and getting our kids in shape for life and school. And it definitely adds up. During the school year, moms lose a whopping 28 minutes of each day due to school preparations, and dads see a 21-minute dip. And exercise takes a hit too. Moms squeeze in 7 minutes less for exercise, and dads as well, about a 5-minute drop. So we're all about embracing beauty, and part of that is understanding how to manage your time better. The superwoman challenges that moms face during the school year are incredible. And those of you, the superheroines that we call moms that are out there working and also taking care of the house and running an office, that extra 25 to 35 minutes a day that you're losing just because September hit, starting school, it means you need to be more time efficient. It definitely means that exercise might take a back seat and you might have to multitask a little bit. I personally deal with this by multitasking. I get on the treadmill while I read my emails. If I'm scrolling on Instagram, I will force myself to be walking at 3 miles per hour. And I highly recommend that technique of, it's called habit stacking, where you put two good habits together. You take a habit that you're very entrenched and good at, and then you add another habit that you want to be good at. And putting those two together makes you so much more successful. That's called habit stacking. So I'm really good at doing emails. I'm not so good at getting on the treadmill. And the fact is, I won't survive if I don't get my email inbox cleared out every single day. So me stacking those two habits, every time I need to read an email, I need to be on the treadmill walking 3 miles per hour till I get my 3 miles a day in. That's such a great maneuver for me. And me deciding that if I'm going to have social media time and TikTok scrolling time, I should be on the treadmill. That is also such a great technique. There is definitely more time for you to engage with your children, helping with homework, bonding over books, and being present. But these moments are the precious ones. It's so important for us to realize that we only have 18 summers with our kids. Summer is that really precious time where the kids are all yours. You can take them to a magical vacation or an experience that's just family, and you don't get that once they graduate and leave your house. You just don't get that time again. They're off doing internships, they're off hanging out with their friends, they're doing travel, study abroad. So it's so important to take advantage of that. I really wish someone had told me when I was younger about only having 18 summers with your child, because by the time they're 10 years old or so, you're like, wait, what do you mean I only have 8 more summers with my child? It's kind of shocking. So that's a moment of truth to make you kind of just go, time to think about how I'm spending my moments. And moms have to sometimes sacrifice their beauty sleep. They have to do their work when the house is asleep. And this is normal. I think that we put so much effort out into our kids. We want to spend every waking minute with them. The reality is that in the United States, parents spend about 30 minutes a day of amazing good contact time, with quality time, about 30 minutes a day. And frankly, if you're fully focused with your kid, hopefully 30 minutes to an hour a day might be enough, because kids have to grow, they have to reach independence, they have tasks to complete at each stage of their life and their grade. And it's important to also give them freedom. It's important to give them boredom and time to explore, and important to give them responsibilities. So I think my parents gave me the gift of being independent because they worked and I had to come home from school and take care of my siblings. And that gave me that independent stretch time where my brain was really learning how to be an adult. So I want to encourage moms out there not to devote so much of your free time to parenting that you forget who you are. That's such a critical thing, to retain your hobbies, to make sure you keep your friendships, to make sure you habit stack and do these important habits for yourself, and to understand that the time pressure that you feel is a very real thing. It's true, women lose more than an hour a day to just kid prep, packing the lunches, packing the backpacks, making sure the kids dispoed and transported and picked up. And it's a lot. It's the mental load of being a woman. And I'm just going to say that because men out there that are doing the same thing, you're in the same boat. As long as you're giving a primary caregiver experience, you are having to sacrifice. And it's so important that you understand everything you do is going to pay off in the end. But remember to do the things that will make you more efficient. My mentors have taught me, and I've taken this to heart, that you have to clone yourself. So if you're not able to do all the things you need to do in your life, in your home, you need to clone yourself. You need to help get someone to help with household chores, someone to help clean the house, someone to help you with the gardening, someone to help you with the shopping, someone to help with tutoring. When the math gets too difficult, it's important to get a tutor. You have to clone yourself. You may have grandparents or in-laws that are around that can help you, and you build this family circle, the network that helps you to keep your kids going by sustaining yourself and seeing that these time changes are real. The energy that this American Time Use survey has picked up, that we're taking so much time away from moms just from the start of school, realize that you need to take the time to manage your life and get yourself a personal assistant, get yourself a house manager, get yourself someone to help you clean. And it's not easy in the beginning. In the beginning of our careers, when we were young, and we didn't have a lot of money, I felt very guilty to hire someone to clean the house or the apartment. And then eventually I realized that my time was better spent, 30 to 60 minutes of time or 2 hours of laundry and doing the house. That time would be better spent invested in my career and my skill set, using my hands as a surgeon, as an injector, to do the things that generate revenue as opposed to taking out the trash and doing the laundry. So changing your mindset is so important. And remembering that you can't be superwoman, so important. So these shifts in time allocation have a real impact on moms, dads, and teenagers throughout the school year. Remember that even if you're sacrificing a little bit of your sleep and a little bit of your you time, you're pouring your heart out into your family, and that's really important. And remember, when your kids see you working hard, you're being such a good role model for them. You are showing them what it takes to be successful, to be ambitious, to achieve their dreams, and to really build something of substance and value and change the world to be a little bit better. In this era when our kids are surrounded by a TikTok materialistic generation where so much is told to them about having work-life balance, but also getting a lazy girl job, I think it's important that we teach them that those kind of jobs where you just phone it in and do lazy girl work and don't necessarily deliver and don't show up with your 100% ambition and attitude and determination, those jobs kill your soul. That's what's going to kill your soul. So I never want to hear that my kids or any kids are going into these lazy girl jobs. And I always want to remind us that the hard work we put in now for our kids is going to pay off later. So I don't want to have it all doom and gloom, beauties. Just remember, the silver lining is you're creating amazing human beings when you work so hard and you teach your children that the sacrifice is all worth it. You are creating such a good role model for them. So many of my listeners and followers are women who, just like me, struggle to balance everything that we do. And I just want to remind you, the struggle is real. It's documented. Economists have shown that it's true. Everything you're feeling about feeling overwhelmed and the mental load and the difficulty of doing everything for kids, family, and office, it's a reality. So take a deep breath, pat yourself on the back, and remind yourself that you're doing amazing. You guys are being superheroes out there, and I'm so proud of each and every one of you. Remember to manage your time, build yourself a network, and raise some amazing kids. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful and get some extra sleep.